And this is my show. Say what? Where? When? Why? I've been asking why my whole life. My mother said it was the first word I spoke. Not mama or dada, but why? From the very beginning of my life, I just couldn't put things together the way they were taught to me. It just didn't make any sense. So I have just been looking into the why of things ever since. You know, why are children told no to everything from the beginning? I came from a place where everything was yes. And why are we all herded up into one fenced field and told we have to be like everybody else? From our blood pressure and cholesterol levels to our education, our acceptance in social networks, or how we have to do our job? When we are all unique and individually different from each other. Why do women want to be like men? I just love being a woman. I don't want to be in a man's job or be a man's boss or get out there on the playing field and get myself all battered and banged and bruised up. I want to look pretty. I want to be delicate and demuring and operate together with my man in the power of two, side by side. When did doctors stop treating the whole man and just write a prescription to mask a symptom? Doesn't it seem today that doctors are just legalized drug pushers? Why does justice and liberty have to be tied to war? The right to the pursuit of happiness with liberty and justice for all is available to anyone, anywhere, who desires it. Let's just beat our weapons into plowshares and start to plant peace in our thoughts, peace in our actions, peace in our homes, and then peace in our neighborhood, peace in our community, peace in our county, city, and state, and nation. My grandchildren say I live in and land. I don't say, do you want to go to Disneyland or Knott's Berry Farm? I say, let's do both. It's not either or, either this or either that. It's not Christian or Muslim. It's how about Christian and Muslim and Catholic and Shiite and Buddhism and Judaism and all the other isms living together in respect and acceptance of one another. So I'm particularly interested in world peace, holistic, integrative alternative health and wellness, and allowing you and I to know who we are, why are we here, and how we can function in the fullness of our own personal power for the highest and best good for all concerned. So that is what we will be dialoguing together about here on my show, Say What? And FYI, a dialogue is a conversation that allows each person to speak their truth. I like to say I speak my truth with a capital T. So we speak our truth without interruption, condemnation, judgment, or argument. And I welcome your participation. Let's dialogue, each to the beat of our own inner drummer, and make beautiful music together. You can email me at mcheek, that's C-H-E-E-K, cheek, like dancing cheek to cheek, mcheek 0509, that's my birthday, May 9th, so mcheek 0509 at AOL. And I am on Facebook, Marcy Cheek. So from time to time, I'm going to be broadcasting live, and you can call in and dialogue with me. My current scheduled on-air time is Sunday nights at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And last week, I talked about how I started my wedding business. And tonight, I want to get into what you have to think about if you are going to have a beach wedding. I actually just got back from the beach where I met with a bride who wanted to see my location, and she came with her mother and the groom's mother. The groom is currently serving in Afghanistan and will have completed his tour of duty and be back home by the end of July, so she has scheduled her wedding for August 17th. They are actually already married, but only the moms know this, because before he went to Afghanistan, they went to the courthouse and did the legal part so that she could get housing on the base and be able to go to the base grocery store and get health care. But she is thinking about this wedding as the real thing because it is a first marriage for the both of them, and she wanted to have her wedding at the beach. They live in the desert, and they were originally thinking of doing the ceremony in their local area. But the desert is hot, hot, hot in August, and they wanted to be outside. And since they both love the ocean, they decided to do it at the ocean. So I met with her today, and we discussed everything. And she decided to have the ceremony on the grass overlooking the ocean and not be down on the sand. Now, the reason why is twofold. First of all, she isn't a bride that just has to have her toes on the sand. There are brides who must be married with their toes in the sand. It's like it's a cellular thing. And what I hear all the time from brides that I marry for the second time is, I have always wanted to be married on the sand. But when I was married the first time, my mom said it would be too hard for the older people who would want to come. And so I acquiesced and did the church thing, or they have it at a hotel or a country club indoors with seating for the guests. But somehow, and who knows if it's because she wasn't married at the beach, the marriage doesn't work. So now the second time the toes in the sand bride is going to get married, she's going to do what she had always wanted to do, be married on the sand at the edge of the ocean. And my bride today does have older people who will be coming. And I work in Laguna Beach, which is the only city in Orange County that even allows weddings on the beach in the summertime. And to get to the beach, people have to go up and down stairs or walk up and down a steep ramp. So since she isn't the true toes in the sand beach bride, she just wants to be able to see the ocean, she elected to do her ceremony on the grass, overlooking the ocean. And also, she wants to serve cake and punch to her guests afterwards. And at the location we chose, there's a perfect area for her to set up the cake table and serve her guests. And oh, the pictures are going to be gorgeous. In August, it would have been much more difficult to try to go down and do this on a sand with a million people at the beach. Now, the second reason she chose to be on the cliff is we are having a very high tide in the evening that day, and the tide will take out the beach. So she would have had to have had her ceremony at 11 o'clock in the morning when the tide was out. And it could be hot, 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 and hard for the older people to get up and down to the beach. So she chose a 4:30 ceremony time on the grass. In California, no matter how hot it is during the day, it can be, you know, 80, 90 degrees, but along around 4 to 4:30, this nice little breeze comes up and it starts to cool off. And by 4:30, 4:45, which is when we will probably get her ceremony started, it will just be delightfully cool and comfortable with a nice ocean breeze, and it will just be perfect. I have a great package that includes the photography and a live musician, and she chose to have my celloist play, and he is just wonderful. And this will add a touch of class to her ceremony. She's having 5 bridesmaids and 5 groomsmen, and her colors are purple and light gray. The men are going to be in light gray tuxedos and the girls in purple. And all along the cliff where she will have her ceremony are these tall, gorgeous purple flowers blooming. How perfect is that? Now, if you're sitting there thinking, I can't be married at the ocean, there's no ocean where I live, just let me say this. No matter where you are, if you're listening to me tonight, you can have your wedding at the ocean. We have absolutely perfect conditions here in California for a beach wedding, whether you do it on the sand or on the cliff. We have no humidity at all to spoil your hairdo or make the guys sweat in their tuxedos. We have no bugs to annoy the guests. I mean, you know, there's nothing like flies and mosquitoes to spoil the day. And we have no rain from April 1st to December 1st. And from November 1st to April 1st, we have a delightful gazebo that sits on the cliff looking out to the ocean, actually is surrounded on all three sides by the Pacific Ocean, where we can do weddings all winter during the rainy season. I even did one in there one year in a hurricane. So wherever you are listening, I have married couples from all 50 of the United States and 24 foreign countries now in the 18 years I have been doing this. So you can be married at the ocean. Now you need to decide if you just want to see the ocean and be on the cliff looking out to the ocean, or if you are that toes-in-the-sand bride that just has to be on the beach at the edge of the ocean. And if you are the toes-in-the-sand bride, be true to yourself. Yes, it might be hard for the older people in your family to get down to the sand, but in my case, the location I have has a viewing area from up on the cliff, and older guests can watch from up on the cliff. They won't hear anything, but they will see everything. And let me say this, I also am a grandmother. Actually, I'm a great-grandmother. And I would not want you to not have your deepest desire for your wedding just because of me. I would want you to have the wedding of your dreams. And if I felt like I couldn't go, I would just know that you were making your dream come true. And that would make me happy. And I'll see you at the dinner afterwards and look at your pictures. Okay, next, what do brides wear who are married outdoors at the beach? Anything and everything. I have had brides who have worn a Princess Diana dress, covered in pearls and crystals, with long sleeves and gloves, and a full cathedral-length train. And then one bride I married several years ago wore a push-up bra and a sarong over a thong. From the side, she looked naked. And I've had everything else in between. Sweet gauzy sundresses, short leather mini dresses with spaghetti straps or strapless, dresses with a slit cut up to the hip to expose a good-looking leg. And I've had two brides be married at the beach in a Vera Wang wedding dress. I have a picture of one of them on my blog, on my webpage, which is www.marcyann.com, M-A-R-C-Y-A-N-N.com. And although 99% of my brides are married in white, I have had brides dressed in blue to match the ocean and in beige to match the sand. And let me say something about being married in white. Whether it is a first marriage or a second marriage or a third marriage, and I've even done a fourth marriage once, anyone can be married in white. White traditionally has stood for purity, but today my take on white is that any relationship has a virgin beginning, something about the two of you together that neither one of you has ever experienced before. It's always a new beginning and a fresh and pure love that is being celebrated. So white is the perfect color for any wedding. I've never married anyone who didn't think that they had finally found the one. And at the moment they say their vows, they mean it with all of their heart. And people ask me if my marriages work. I say, at the moment when I married them, they loved one another the most that they have ever loved one another. And that's what's important. What happens from then on is up to them. And I say that in my ceremony. You will be creating your happiness or sadness together each and every day. So let me share some principles of relationship to help you have a happy marriage. And then I share some simple relationship things. Most people who are married at the beach down on the sand are barefoot. And it's been interesting to me over the years that men don't like to take off their shoes. There must be some sort of vulnerability that they experience when they're barefoot, and they don't like it. But almost most grooms want to make their bride happy. So if the bride asks the groom to be barefoot, he generally will do it for her. We've even had the men in tuxedos take off their shoes and roll up the pants legs of their tuxes. So they're pretty formal up at the top, but down on the bottom there at the beach. I usually put a basket out at the entrance to the beach where folks can kick off their shoes and be barefoot on the sand, and then they can put them back on when they're ready to leave. Because where the basket is, there's water available if the folks need to wash their feet off. Another nice thing beach brides could have for their guests during the summer is a small paper umbrella. These are easily available in Los Angeles in Chinatown. You can get them on the internet too. And they don't cost very much, and it makes for a very colorful setting, and it helps to protect from the sun. And also a cooler full of bottled water is always welcomed. And now what about the rings? I have brides who have bridesmaids and groomsmen and flower girls and ring bearer, and I tell them, the ring boy cannot have the real rings. The rings must be in their boxes in the pocket of the best man. And if they don't have a best man or a groomsman, then they should be in the pocket of the groom. Little children just cannot be responsible for thousands of dollars of rings outdoors at the beach. I've seen little ring boys take that pillow with the rings attached and try to shoo away bumblebees from off the flowers. And then one bride I had didn't listen to me, and she elected to have her little nephew carry the rings in a sand pail filled with sand. And when he got down to the beach and he saw the ocean, he just ran straight towards the water, waving the sand pail with the rings flying out and into the ocean. Unfortunately, the girl who was helping me that day was watching, and she made this dash into the water, like sliding into first base, and caught those ring boxes before they headed for China. So, rings in their boxes, in the pocket of the best man or the groom. No exceptions. We are also able to facilitate the groom not seeing the bride until she walks down the aisle, even outdoors. There are ways to hide the groom when the bride arrives. And one location I have has a fire hydrant out on the sidewalk, so there's never a car parked there, and it's just perfect for the limo to drive up and let the bride out, and she walks right down the aisle. Very, very nice. So in review, if you want to have a wedding at the beach, first hire a professional who has done weddings at the beach where you want to be married. Now remember, all the beaches have rules and regulations. They are regulated by the city or the county or the state. And it's because beaches are public, and the local governments have responsibility to see that public areas are available to the public. There's one gorgeous beach in Laguna Beach where I would just love to do ceremonies. But if a wedding came in there that had 100 guests and 40 to 50 cars, it would completely take out all of the parking and the public would not be able to go there. So that's the reason for the rules. Parking is usually the problem, and parking is always challenging at the beach. And it can be expensive, too. In the summertime, parking can be anywhere from $15 to $25 a car. Permits are always non-exclusive use, which means that the beach is open to the public, and everyone at the beach that day will be at your wedding. On crowded days, when I've had a ceremony down on the sand, everyone at the beach stands up to greet the bride. And everyone at the beach claps and whistles and hoots and hollers when the bride and groom kiss. So hire a professional who has already done 100 weddings at your location. You don't want a person who has just gone into business doing your wedding for you. Anywhere, but especially at the beach. You want someone who has already done 100 weddings and isn't learning how to do it on your wedding. There's one girl in my area that just put up a webpage last year who says on her webpage, doing weddings since 1985, and she just started last year. I know her. And she worked for about 6 months for a girl who used to work for me, who now has her own business. And so she, you know, did little stuff for her for up to 6 months, and then she wanted to make all the money, so she opened up her own business. And then she says she's been doing them since 1985. So you should check out the professional you hire. Call the city where you're planning to do your beach wedding. If the professional's been doing weddings there for a long time, the city will know them. The city of Laguna Beach knows me very well. I buy between $25,000 and $45,000 worth of permits from them every year. And I say on my webpage, remember, when you are buying a wedding package at the beach or anywhere that you are being married, you are actually hiring a person who is going to be in charge of your wedding. And your wedding is one of the most important days of your life, and you want everything to go perfectly. My beach weddings go perfectly week in and week out, and that's what you want. You know, weddings are the most wonderful thing we do here on earth. Everyone loves to go to a wedding. And I believe it is because it is a time when we can allow our hearts to open up wide and feel that love again. It's a time to pause and remember what it felt like when we were first in love. That magical time when we could believe that anything was possible and we were so happy and looking forward to every single minute of the future. Weddings remind us that love is the answer and that loving and being loved is all there really is that's important. We go home restored and refreshed, ready to face life again with renewed passion. So what could be better than going to a wedding? And what could be better than going to the beach? So going to a wedding and going to the beach, I would say there is nothing better than that. Oh, I want to thank you for listening in and once again sharing some of your time with me. And I wanted to tell you that my music is from visionarymusic.com. This music is especially created to support us in all phases and transitions in our life. This current music is in support of our DNA RNA to create new neural pathways, to be able to consider new ideas and thoughts, replacing old negative programming with new energetic, positive, happy hopes and dreams. And my show will help you realize those new hopes and dreams. where you can begin to live and move and have your being in our here on Earth, in our solar system, in the Milky Way galaxy, in our universe, and that you can learn to be all that you can be. So until next week, I'm going to say aloha. And as you know, aloha means hello, goodbye, and I love you.